This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another rousing round of great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we got?
A lovely couple today, Kyle and Ashley, and hopefully we're going to help them get it on.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
Okay. I was that on is, too far with Great Mate Debate.
I think maybe this is the last one. Who won the toss? Kyle did. Kyle?
Yep.
Yay.
Yay. How can we help you in that department, sir?
Yeah, so... Well, just a little background info. Ashley and I, we're married. We got two really young kids. They're about 3 and 5 years old. And it kind of feels weird saying this on the radio, but our sex life has kind of become non-existent. It sucks.
As you could imagine.
I have really, really thought a lot about this. I have a solution. But my wife, my lovely wife, is completely against it. Basically, I think it's a great idea for us to have kind of a scheduled set time for us to, you know, have relations. Maybe like 2-3 times a week, every week, something like that. It's just like,
wait, sorry, 3 times a week?
Yeah.
And you
two
have
to three.
Two young children?
Forgot about the kids. I was like, what's wrong?
Yeah. I feel like I hardly have that much time and I have a dog.
Okay. Oh, we're going to do at least one more great mate debate.
I said hardly.
Okay. So you want to, like, do you have an idea of a time in your head? Like, the kids are both in bed by 8 or whatever, and it's like at 8:15, no matter what, even if there's dishes still to be done, even if our favorite TV show is, like, just released an episode, whatever, we're going to knock one out.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want. And I just think if we set the time aside, we'll actually do it, because, you know, she's like, well, she thinks it's a really bad idea because it's going to take away all the spontaneity. You know, she just thinks, like, she's going to grow to hate it if it's just another thing on her to do list.
Let her say that, Ashley.
Yay!
So what is it? You want it to be more magical?
I mean, let's put it this way. How excited would you be to have relations on demand like that?
Well, it depends on who you're asking, right? In this room.
First, I think we're not the room.
Is that an option?
Yeah. I would say the men would be fine with it.
But you don't mean on demand, you mean on a schedule. You have to follow the schedule.
Like every Thursday at 8:45. Like, how is that? I don't, that does not put me in a mood to be in the mood.
Well, we can mix up the days. It doesn't have to be Thursday.
Wait.
I like him.
You're so sweet. You really just, like, he means the best.
Yeah.
I know. And Kyle, I love you. And you're the hottest man I've ever met to this day. But there has to be a better way. Like, can it be a little more spontaneous and in the moment?
Ashley, do you start it anytime, or are you waiting for Kyle to do it every time?
That's a great question.
Oh, I definitely start it, but I have an unusual biological clock for that stuff, so I sometimes wake up at 3 a.m. and I am ready to go. And Kyle might not be.
He's tired.
Wow, you guys are so off. You want the same thing, but you're just. Yeah. So yin and yang.
Have you tried being spontaneous, Kyle? Have you tried to, like, you're washing the dishes, she's drying the dishes, and you do the, like, Cialis commercial thing where it's like when the moment is right, and then you end up in 2 bathtubs out in the forest.
What are you talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sorry. We get different ads in our algorithm, apparently. No, but I mean, have you tried to be spontaneous? Kyle?
I have definitely tried. Just like the other week, we were visiting her parents, and, you know, I tried pulling her into, like, a side room, you know, going for it.
Mom and Dad's house? Like,
you want it spontaneous?
Kyle,
the thought was wonderful, but with parents, a room and like 5 feet down the hall away, and it's the middle of the day.
Spontaneous.
That is, yeah.
let me just jump in real quick with the phone number 303-222-5423. This is so universally a thing that just happens, especially when your kids are just little. Mm. You have this one track mind, like, keep the kids alive.
Right. And I'm just like, you know, I'm really torn on where I stand on this because we know, you get up, you get ready for work, you go to work, you come home, you're dealing with the kids. How spontaneous can you be?
Right.
Like, you can't do it in front of the kids.
It's frowned upon.
It's very frowned upon.
Yeah.
So I get wanting spontaneous, but like.
Sometimes you got to plan it.
I'm not opposed.
But I also. As a guy, I don't want to, like, when you plan it, it feels like we're forcing you. And I don't like that. I definitely want a willing, and able.
Right.
So, and she's saying all the words to make me, like, go, well, that's, I need you here. I need
one. So Ashley's like, I'm already so busy. And I worry, Kyle, if it's on the schedule, are you going to go, it's on the schedule. I don't need to. I don't need to text her during the day. Like, it's scheduled. It's happening whether I give the effort or not.
Yeah.
And then now we're going in that direction.
Yeah, that feels like going in a bad direction.
I don't know. I feel like if it's on the schedule, I'm going to be even more inclined to talk, like, reach out and kind of, you know, it kind of treat it like role play. Like, it's a sexy rendezvous during the day. Mm. I don't know.
I don't hate that.
Send her flowers at work or something.
You can get
my
number, Kyle.
Okay.
You're married.
Okay. I do think you're cute, Kyle, and you're really trying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you're not, Ashley. I know what you want. And, like, we have to find a way. What? You either got to set an alarm at 3 a.m., but I also think I have to ask the girls in the room this, and I feel so awkward asking it.
Just don't look at us when you do
it. Okay, have you ever just had relations where you didn't necessarily want to, but, like, once you start, you're like, this is great, because relations is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fake it till you make it.
Well, that's what I think. Like, maybe it's like it's scheduled every 2 weeks and you try to get another. I don't know.
2 weeks.
No. And then you try to get other times in between.
If you're going
to
schedule, you got to schedule.
Because I don't love this.
Your golf swing's not going to get better if you don't keep swinging.
Terrible analogy. Really hated that.
Kyle, Ashley, hang on. There's other people in your boat, so we're gonna like help you here in a minute.
Do you think it works for anyone?
100%.
Scheduling?
Yep.
You really think that it improves their relationship?
I could see that, yeah.
Because I worry, like, sometimes I love my friends, but sometimes we have this scheduled FaceTime call, and it feels like all of us throughout the week end up going, oh my God, I can't actually do that day and time. And then
once you get on the call, it's great.
Oh my, every time once we get on the call, it's great. Right. But it often has to get moved or later or whatever. And so it's like, is that just going to happen with their relations?
Nope, just get on the call.
Well, no, now I'm talking about the relationship. Erica, get on the call.
Oh, so was I.
I always get on the call.
I think spontaneity kind of goes out the window. Once you have kids, you kind of just.
So are you saying
you're forgetting about the kids?
Aaron, there's kids.
You know this as a father. There will always, you don't even have to be a father. Like you said, a dog owner. There is always going to be a reason to not do something that's important.
Mm-hmm.
If it's workout, you're like, oh, but I can't. The dishwasher needs emptied. Or, oh, but I can't because I needed to paint the. It's like,
I'm too tired.
It's on the schedule. You have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
I don't want it to feel like a joke.
Yeah, but.
You know what happens if they don't?
Well, right.
It's helping build a routine, and I'm all for that.
Because if he doesn't get what he wants there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Are you saying he's going to find it elsewhere?
I'm not saying that, but I'm like, how do.
The want isn't going to go away if we don't. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. Yeah.
I'm not making a threat. I'm just saying, if you don't have relations with each other and you want to have relations. Let's do the math. Somebody might have relations with somebody else, and that's not a good plan.
Well, if he would just wake up at 3 a.m.
Oh my God. So he has to make an adjustment.
No, I don't know.
I absolutely would. But like sometimes, but like.
I check at 3 a.m. just in case, you know? I have multiple alarms.
How do we fix their love life? Can you schedule it and fake it till you make it? Or do you have a better idea for Kyle and Ashley's non-existent relations life? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're trying to help out Kyle and Ashley, and it's a very, very common problem. They're married. They've got a couple young kids, both under 5, and they're not having relations really at all at this point.
Is it at all?
Yeah. How? I don't know who to ask because it's so funny. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you ask him, it's like, never. And she's like, 3 times a week. And it's like, okay. Like
3 times a week?
That's cute. I'm saying 3 times a month even is like, come on. Okay. You're like.
When you have little kids. Yeah.
Ashley, how often do you think you're having relations?
Well, let's just say this. We are both frustrated in that area, but like a couple times a month is the best that's going on.
Is that accurate, Kyle?
Unfortunately, yes, it is.
Okay.
What was the number?
A few times a month. Yeah. Twice a month. A couple times.
Mm.
There seems to be a lot of sentiment towards something I said at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, are you at all worried? I do not like being this person, but if your restaurant is closed and there's another restaurant open, are you worried he might dine elsewhere?
Look, Kyle is on. I mean, there's a reason we're married. He's the best guy I ever met. But we have couple friends who are no longer couples for this exact reason.
Whoa.
So it's not like it doesn't happen. We all probably know someone that happened to. So. Yes. It's deep in the darkest corners of my mind. I know, Kyle, you're not that guy, but like, that's probably what, you know, Meredith thought about Trevor. So,
I would like to make this clear. I am a faithful, committed husband. We have two children. I am the leader of my family. I am not going to walk out because we're only having sex a couple times a month. Like, come on. It's more than about that. But that doesn't mean I don't think we should actively work on trying to improve it.
Right.
You know, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, we're just getting a lot of calls, and I actively don't want to take any people saying, Ashley, you're going to lose him. I just I wanted to say it hopefully nicer.
He's the leader of their family.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You?
What does that even mean?
I think he means...
Ashley might also be the leader of your family.
You could be a co-captain.
I'm teased, but...
Well, then you shouldn't have sex with him.
I don't plan to, actually.
Jerry?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What do you think?
So, I was married 40 years, and I was married to a man who could go without it for a while. He was married to a woman who couldn't, and we worked with lots of kids. We had a 24-hour child care home. But I would put him in the car and say, we're going for a ride. We'll go to a park or somewhere. We all always made it happen. Because if you stop doing it, you'll stop doing it for a long time. Oof. And you don't want to do that.
So what is the answer then? Like, how can Ashley get in the mood when her phone goes,
you're not always in the mood. This is the thing. I'm 69 years old. You're not always in the mood. But once you start playing around, you know, kissing, hugging, touching, you're going to get in the mood.
It brings the fun back. I also can't help but notice she's in a car right now.
You got to let that moment happen. We make our happiness. We make our lives, right? We create our world. So if we want a world of loving sex, then you have to create it. You make it happen. And right, sometimes it doesn't feel like, oh, gosh, I'm really not in the mood or whatever. I don't know what that feels like, actually. But you could feel like that, right? But you just go above it. My husband was always ready once we started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He never said, no.
You got willing participants here. Jerry, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye. Ashley, I don't want to do this to you. I don't want to, like...
We got a text I wanted to read. Okay. Someone said, the scheduling couldn't hurt. Try it for a few weeks and turn it into a habit and more spontaneous. So once it's, like, just part of your week, maybe it can become more spontaneous.
It's like whatever night...
I just feel like... Is there going to be any romance to that?
Well, we had a caller who called in and said that he schedules it in their relationship and it works really well. He thought it actually brought more spontaneity back because you're like excited and you're kind of flirting
all day. It's like,
kind of wink, wink.
You have a concert ticket.
Yeah.
You're going to go see the...
And you're getting ready. And then once you start, then spontaneity can come, you know.
Yeah. But I like the idea of like flirting throughout the day. Maybe you pick out your undergarments based on it.
You guys, they don't have time for that.
No, just when she's getting ready for work or whatever.
I know,
she's
but I'm just saying, sometimes with kids, you don't have time for undergarments. You just got to meet in the closet.
Okay, fine.
You know what I'm like?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. No, any room, really, is fine.
Okay, Kyle, Ashley, good luck.
You got it.
Right? We can do it.
All right.
We can do it. Yeah.
Right. Knock one out. Knock one out tonight at about 8. Once we're all going to check our clocks at 8:45.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105. 9. Guys, we're not supposed to go on the air with this, but let's do it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Love that.
Rebels, a while ago, we were like talking on the air, and we just sometimes just like, say things. And like 12 Strays of Christmas during the month of December last year was so awesome.
It was so fun.
I think about those puppies all the time. I wonder what they're up to.
Lola's Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say enough about them.
Mm-hmm.
They brought us 1, 2, 3, 5. Like, they just would come in here with loads of animals that were up for adoption.
Litters of them.
Yeah.
Dogs, cats. It was awesome.
They didn't bring a lint roller. I'll tell you that much. But
oh my God, you are not qualified to be on this conversation.
Yeah, maybe you should take a breather.
So we decided we want to do another event in the summer called the Strays of Summer.
Ooh.
And I don't think we should say where yet.
No.
There is a bar that wants to do it.
For sure.
Huge, cool. Like open area, like tons of dogs. Some of our friends who helped us out with 12 Strays, obviously Lola's.
Yeah.
Kong has already said.
I think they're going to be involved.
Kong has already said they wanted. I don't want to say everybody, but here's the thing. We want this to be like a huge, like, bring your kids, bring your girl, bring your cousins, bring your other dogs if you want a companion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you want, you know what I'm saying?
Are we allowed to have other dogs?
I think so, yeah.
Are we? I don't know if that's allowed or not.
We'll let you know on that one. But I mean, a lot of times they want you to do that because they don't want you to adopt a dog and like they don't get along.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right. But this just might be a little.
But I'm not saying just come with your dog if you're not going to adopt a dog.
Right.
But anyway, long story longer, we need every shelter in town to be there.
That's right.
Without saying where it is, there's room.
Yes.
There's room and it's rapidly approaching. Have we said when it is yet?
June 6th.
Okay.
Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
June 6th.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big, but only if the shelters show up.
Right. Which means if you are a shelter, you know of a shelter, you have a friend of a friend at a shelter, whatever it is, and you think maybe there's a chance they or you are available on June 6th, we want to hear from you.
And if they're not available because you're doing some other event, cancel that and do our event instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do the good one.
Do the, this is,
it'll
this
be fun.
Is, you guys, we don't beg. Mm-mm. We're begging. we want, for real. So we have a list of places that we know we haven't talked to.
We think, yeah.
So let's just start naming, like Lola's, they're already in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think they are.
Okay, cool.
Because I think they work with this bar already.
Oh, and like, that's right.
And they, I think we're good on them.
Okay.
But like Colorado Puppy Rescue.
Animal Adoption Center.
Keep going.
Riverdale Animal Shelter.
What's the one that you, Lifeline, are they in?
Oh, I don't know.
Lifeline?
I believe that we DM'd with them. And
yeah.
But again, if you're listening and we just said one and we're going to keep naming places or you just know of another place, please DM us, email us, theslackershow at alice1059.com. Mm-hmm. Tell us who you are, who we can contact. If you have a friend of a friend, you contact a friend, they contact their friend. Give us the people who we need to talk to.
For sure.
We want to.
Or maybe we did start a discussion and it fell off. Like, please reach out again.
Longmont Humane Society, my hometown. Let's go. Like, there's humane societies all over the place. Longmont Humane Society, can you come down?
Yeah, Res Dog Rescue. I like that. Res Dog.
Oh, I think we might have talked to them a little bit, but yes. We need you guys.
Cat Care Society.
Let's go. Are we taking other animals? Are we taking like lizards and stuff? Are we trying to keep a dog and cat?
I don't know, but it's definitely dogs and cats.
It's called the Strays of Summer.
Correct.
We didn't want to make it the Dog Days of Summer because, hey, cat people are people too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Exactly. Cat Care Society.
Somebody told me.
I just said that.
Somebody told me.
What about Res Dog Rescue?
How high are you today? The Good Dog. Somebody told me about The Good Dog.
Oh.
And I can't remember who it was, but I'm like, if you're The Good Dog. Good Dog.
Right.
They only have good dogs.
Absolutely.
We'll take them. Humane Society of Boulder Valley. I'm just naming all the Humane Societies.
All the Humane Societies. Paws Co. Animal Shelter.
What about Res Dog Rescue?
What about Cat Care Society? No, Rocky Mountain Feline Rescue as well.
We don't have time to name every single rescue in the Denver Metro.
But if you're waiting for us, like, oh, they're going to say mine, reach out to us. We want, and then we'll say it.
We'll say it over and over again.
Like, there's going to be other businesses and things involved. So if you're part of that, reach out to us. DM us, email us, 303-222-5423 is where you text. I don't want to be mean, but it's not helpful to go, my cousin's sister's whatever. It's like,
dude,
no. Like, if you know the marketing director or the shelter runner, manager, whatever, anywhere. Maybe even one of the doggy daycares. We can just steal dogs from them.
No,
and rehome them.
No.
All right.
No.
Because Swanson's always at
Swanson
one of the...
Swanson goes to daycare.
Okay. What about Res Dog Rescue?
Okay.
You can also DM us at The Slacker Show on Instagram or email us again. It's theslackershow@alice1059.com. So let's do it.
Please.
Please.
We're asking as nice as we can. We need, I think we need 20 plus shelters at this thing. We, like, secretly, I'm not supposed to say this thing, but I'd like to adopt more dogs out and cats than anyone ever has in history on that one day.
I like that idea.
I don't know what that number is. And it doesn't even matter because all these these animals are going to have a forever home and it's going to be awesome. And we're going to be out there drinking beers and playing with puppies.
And you could be a part of it. That's all we want.
Hit us up if you know anybody at any animal shelter. And if, again, if they have plans on June 6th, you tell them to cancel because you're coming to the Strays of Summer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Can we do radio now, or are you done checking your teeth, weirdo? Well, what is going on? Is anybody professional in this room?
No. I almost came to work in full workout clothes today.
Well, Slacker almost came in slides, so.
Yeah.
I didn't.
We got a video of your feet today. I hated that. Sorry.
The problem was, actually, it was that you were wearing shorts, and then you showed your feet, and I was like, I've seen too much.
What are you, okay, the other day on the show, someone called and said a life-changing decision that they made was putting slides by every door.
Yeah.
Just like dropping a little bit of
genius
cash.
Genius idea.
Genius.
Yeah.
So I wanted to prove that I did it. And I put slides by my front door, but by my side door.
You slid your feet into your Crocs. We didn't need that
your
proof.
Lightning McQueen Crocs.
Yeah.
Can we, like, did you hear the sound I made with my mouth when I put my, I'm like, and it seems like it's the
that.
Crocs.
No,
making
that
was you? That's me. Crocs don't make a sound when you put your feet in them.
How would I know?
Oh my God.
I wouldn't even be in the same room as
the
Crocs.
The problem was I didn't hear a thing because I saw leg and then foot and toes. And I was like,
If anyone wants to pay me, I'll send you the video.
We're going to post the video.
Okay.
Let me just say this. Why is it? Who's pent up here? Me or her?
Her.
Pent up. Her,
You're being weird. Like she sends us things like, I feel like I've been violated because
I saw
your feet.
No, I said I feel that I violated your personal
Erica,
space.
People see feet. Go to a pool. People see legs. Mm-hmm. Go outside.
I like to stay inside.
When you go to a dog park, is your fiance wearing, but you've seen him naked. Him naked. Wow. People in shorts, that's not weird.
Dog park. What are we talking about?
No, but you've seen people's legs, right?
I know, but somehow every
seeing
day.
My legs is weird?
It was just a very personal video that was sent. Out in public, totally fine.
And every day you come in here with long pants and full covered shoes, usually even like a long sleeve shirt.
Because it's cold in this room.
Wouldn't you feel weird if I sent a video of like, woohoo, and there was my leg and toes?
I mean, if you sent a video of something else, yes, but your legs? Like, we, like, where are we?
I'm going to send you constant pictures and videos now of hot dogs or legs.
Fine. That would not bother me.
That's why I'm genuinely confused. Like, did you guys get a different video than I got?
No! It's just me running from door to door in my house, showing that there's slides sitting there. And in the last one, I put my feeders, my Lamborghinis, my Chevrolets. Right.
If you wondered why you're single, I actually think we just answered it.
Because I have Nike, Adidas, and Crocs.
No.
Each door.
Why did you just call them your Lamborghinis? That was worse than seeing your toes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Yeah. You know how I get someplace real fast when I don't have a car? My Lamborghinis.
Oh, I really don't like it.
You're missing ka-chow. They were Lightning McQueen Crocs.
This whole thing was not going to be about this.
No, but it is.
Moments before we're supposed to go on air, we all know that what we do here isn't eat free cupcakes, which we're all down.
Shout out Amanda and Sarah.
Yeah.
They were part of the Girls Night Out or something?
Yeah.
Sure were.
Sweet. No, what we do is we talk on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I'm the cat herder. Like, just before, it's like, I got to get everybody's focus. Tiak is always ready. He's like the nerd kid in front row, just like, are we doing radio? Let's do it.
Notice he didn't meow.
I know.
Yeah.
No.
Because he doesn't need to be herded.
Yeah, I'm ready.
He's always ready. I look over to see if the other two are ready. Aaron's lovingly staring at the cupcakes going, can I hork one more down before the song is over?
At least seven.
What?
Right?
I only had six.
Because I had one of each flavor and then I had another one of the marshmallows.
They're really little.
Before anybody sends an ambulance. No, but then I look over and Erica's got her phone camera out and she's giving herself a full-blown dental exam.
Well, no, I had a full-blown dental exam this morning.
You did?
Yeah, I got this tooth that they said maybe it needs a crown and then... So I went to a new dentist and they were like, it doesn't need a crown, but you got a whole lot of other problems. So we're addressing those.
What are the other problems?
Cavities.
Oh.
What?
Do you believe dentists? I'm starting not to.
I really have a hard time with them.
Yeah. Because every time you go to a new one, they're like, oh, you are messed up. It's amazing you're alive right now. And then you go to another.
They do it to me because I have... crowns everywhere, like
yeah,
top and
you
bottom.
Need a new one.
They're like, oh yeah, we need to replace these.
Yes.
Who was the idiot who put these in? And I'm like, and I talked to the dentist, and I'm like, he's your friend. You went to school together.
Yes.
Like, you know him.
This is why I trust my new dentist. Because there were two teeth that my previous dentist from where I lived before said, yeah, we're going to have to crown those. And I got a bad feeling. So then I went to them, and she was like, I would not touch those.
Okay.
But you have a couple small cavities. Let's get those cleaned up.
Shut up.
No, I won't shut up.
How about you just shut your mouth then?
Also, I was checking my teeth because I was eating a sandwich right before we went on.
Again, can I go back to what I was talking about?
We talk
on the radio.
Uh-huh.
So far, what people think we do is eat cupcakes, fire
and
down Jimmy John's. And then Hack just sits here with his pen protector like, where are we going?
Just getting more and more annoyed by the second.
I just need to stir the controversy in the room. Are you ready, Erica?
Oh, I don't know.
You have cavities in your mouth. You have crowns. You just have a mouth of disease and rot.
I sure do.
Okay. Have you met your best friend on the show, T-Hack?
I don't speak to him about dental needs.
Hack, how many cavities do you have?
That'd be zero.
In your life, though.
In my life, zero.
Oh.
Zero,
What's it to be God's favorite? Okay.
I trust everyone I go to. Every dentist is like, these are great teeth. No work here.
I hate him.
Yeah.
Look at that mouth.
I don't want to.
Can you look at his mouth?
Oh, my feet.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest.
Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union.
Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It's a beautiful day. I'm here at a great
job. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, surrounded by three other people who I love.
Boy, you struggle with that three, though. Is it me? When you think of people you love, am I the one that's hard to like get over the L word?
No, we have quite a history together.
I don't think he knows me well enough yet to have
felt comfortable. No, I think you two have fast become really close.
You guys had dinner together with your sig others.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah. For the record, they were there.
Soup was almost spilled. Yeah. You bonded over that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
All these things are going right, and yet I'm still feeling teed off.
Okay, I'm almost there.
Be slower.
Here we go. I'm sorry.
With all the problems in the real world, see, I don't care.
Whoa!
Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
Did you?
So let's get teed off with the hair.
He's extra spicy today.
You were not in my studio when we cut that. And even if you were, I would never allow you to cup one hand over an ear.
They put the one headphone on.
Who always does?
Artists.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they always do. Okay. Now Slacker's teed off.
Yeah, I'm starting the song over. And this time I'm singing it about me. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So... there's this phenomenon that happens. My children have even wanted to jump on board and be a part of it. I see it almost every day on my way into work where I'm driving and I see the cutest little girl or the cutest little boy. They've set up on the side of the road. They have a little table, a little sign, and they're selling lemonade. Now,
it's called a lemonade stand.
Yes.
Ah. Because you know what? Sometimes when life gives you lemons,
you gotta make lemonade.
Damn right.
Yeah, so I see them all the time, and I've stopped before. I've been admonished for stopping. I've been told it's a little creepy when I just solo pull over. Hey, what you got? It's a little, you know.
I don't think so.
Is it?
If you don't say it like that, it's okay.
Yeah, and if you just swing a door open or the hatchback and go like, there's some Snickers in the back there if you want to jump on in there. And
they go perfect together.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
When you stop, do you drink the lemonade?
We're getting so okay. You're
fantastic.
It's like, see, she knows me. She
you guys
gets
are best
me,
friends,
and this is why we've okay. So I want to stop. I want to support the kids. My kids have asked about running a lemonade, starting a business. It's great. I have no problem. I'm not like
starting
a business.
Now you're just talking.
We'll franchise
silly.
It. We'll,
yeah.
All of that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But the reason I don't stop isn't because I might look like a creeper.
Okay.
I can't control that. I look, you know. It's because they give you a little cup, usually a solo cup, with no lid. No lid, no straw, no anything. And it's like, I got to get back in my car. I don't want to just carry
this
cup.
Please tell me you have more than this.
No.
This is...
No.
So hold on, we're giving you time on this massive 100,000 watt radio station.
Erica nailed. How come Erica got it?
No.
I've known you guys for years, and Erica
knew
ahead of time.
No.
That's not what she was going with.
I was worried about the kids who mix it with their
hands,
whole arms.
Yeah, they just they played with worms and then they mixed
it. Right, and they're wiping their nose and then they're like, gotta mix the lemonade, and their whole elbow, like up to their elbow.
I'm also just not a mixing lemonade kind of person. I don't like powdered drinks.
Okay, well, what do you want these kids to do?
Well, if they whip out the Simply Lemonade, or they actually use their
Simply
little
lemonade, the point is to make it.
Yeah.
Why is that the point?
Because
we're trying to turn a profit here. I don't want your nasty Crystal Light. That stuff tastes like. Blech.
But it's about. Didn't any of you do this as kids?
No.
I don't know if I ever ran any.
I couldn't.
Oh my
gosh. I know you'd have to pull the right permits. You have to have the health department out. They have to inspect your table. They have to look for.
Make sure you're not mixing with your whole arm.
Yeah, rodent feces, whatnot.
My gosh.
Yeah, there's rules. I was very much a rule follower when I was little. Which is why
I'm
not
anymore.
So was
I, but my sisters put me in a wheelbarrow and tied ribbons in my hair and said, come get your lemonade. I'm dead serious. On the side of a very busy road.
So you were the advertisement?
Yeah. I was little. I remember it. But wait, so you're teed off simply about lids and straws?
I'm teed off because you leave me if I do pull over and I want to support this business, this young person, I have to stand there and chug the lemonade. And that's not what I want to do.
Chug it in a Dixie cup?
Yes, I have to stand there. You got to mingle.
It's a shot glass.
There might be other people around
you
also drinking.
You have to mingle?
Mingle with the other weirdos standing around drinking the lemonade. Put a lid on it. Put everything. Everyone gets their drinks to go. That's what it is. Everyone has to go coffee, iced coffee.
In the car, right?
Yes, after I drive.
Do you
after
have...
After I pull over, yeah. Because I'm never walking. I'm always driving and I see him.
Do you have cup holders in your car?
I do, yeah.
It can still slosh, Aaron. I am on his side if he really needs this.
Sip. Also, you shouldn't be teed off. This is a business opportunity for your children. Lemonade stand with to-go cups.
That's...
Do you understand?
It's like you know me.
No, but here...
That was my next... Put advertise. I don't care what kind of lemonade. I don't care hand squeeze. Put advertise. We'll give you a straw and a lid. We'll give you a lid.
So you guys are
put
mad
at... Put that on the sign.
You guys are mad at me for suggesting Simply Lemonade because it cuts into your profit.
It's not about the profit.
Oh, a second ago it was about the profit.
No, the kids need to learn how to make the lemonade.
You have to put in the work, not... scheme
not just
and
buy it yeah. and sell it. Oh. That is not how this goes.
See, I don't care about that. I'm putting a 20 in no matter what. I don't care. I just don't want to spill it in my car.
My point is this. Anytime I have hit the kid lemonade stand with my car just to watch them scatter drill, especially the little girl in the wheelbarrow.
That was you.
No, I don't even drink it. I know the lemonade's going to be butt. So you don't drink it. It's just about, aren't you guys cute? Here you go. Keep your stupid armed like spun.
So you don't even take it?
No, gross.
Oh, I would want you to take it if I was that kid.
Why?
Because then you're telling me my lemonade looks bad.
Then I dump it out in front of you.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to spill it. It's like kicking them while they're down.
Okay, so what do you want the answer to be? You want there to be an ordinance in the city and county?
Yeah, I think this is a missed part of the business plan to market correctly to people who are going to be pulling over and drinking your lemonade in the cars.
Can I make a suggestion? Mm-hmm. What if we as a show band together and we make little Slacker Show cups and we print them, and if you're having a lemonade stand, cups with lids.
Please.
Yeah, and a straw.
Not a straw, just a straw hole. They can buy their own damn straws.
Absolutely, you're right, sir.
Just the weird little sphincter
thing. Or like
the
iced coffee, you know, with
coffee.
What did you just call it?
A little sphincter thing. What do you call it?
I hate that.
What is it called? What is it called when it's still there, but you just cut a little diamond shape in it?
I don't know.
I bet it's called a sphincter. It's called a straw sphincter on the top of a...
I don't like this.
You tell
what
me...
What is a straw hole called? No. This isn't right.
But we could make them.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, next Saturday at Parker and Arapaho, I'm setting my kids up the most dangerous intersection known to man.
Straw slot. Or a drinking
I think sphincter
spout.
Works too.
Yeah, sphincter. Yeah. Okay. It helps with spelling
anyway,
for the kids.
Anyway, you're setting them up where?
Gosh. 470 in Cottonwood. If you're sitting on the little intersection with a little spanging kind of cardboard sign, we'll bring you the cups. And then you can...
Hey, don't make this promise yet. We do not have cups.
No, but we could.
Oh, by Saturday?
Not this Saturday. Give us a couple weeks to get our sphincters ready.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Who is it?
You.
Oh. No!
We've been talking every once in a while about a recent travel experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It got brought up to me the other day by some higher ups within this company.
Oh, no.
And they were like...
Oh, no. They were auditing
I'm
our
so
time.
Scared.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, they were like, traveling together... can do one. It's like putting your relationship on
to the test.
Yeah.
Like if you're dating somebody and you travel, like my first wife, our second date was in Cancun.
Amazing. You knew you liked each other after that.
Or
right. I think you should travel within like the first 2 months of dating someone.
It's like a time machine.
Yeah.
You can like, if you don't want to mess around, if you're I need to see if we're compatible.
Yeah.
And the higher ups who I was speaking with really didn't think we would do well.
Really? Wait. What?
For real? Because
Wait, no. Who are the higher ups?
I can't say.
Are they here?
No. Okay. But here's the thing. It makes sense.
Why they would think different.
First off, traveling with me, everyone thinks would be really, really hard.
But that's
because they don't.
We discussed the activity you were doing on the plane.
The flight simulator.
Where you were intentionally crashing.
The throwing the pretzels at Erica.
Yep. Yeah. So, right. They were correct.
okay, whatever.
The rest of us were fine.
Yeah, I think the rest of us were pretty...
Shut up. I was great on the trip. Everybody loved me.
I like traveling with you, boss.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, you got me in the Amex lounge. I've never been so fancy.
That was pretty fun.
It was awesome.
I also almost got kicked out of the Amex lounge.
Yeah, can I just say, if you know anything about any of the lounges, they have a rule because of the alcohol...
I didn't know about this.
Erica grabbed a mimosa and barely turned around and went, oh. I've never, it was like watching Joey Chestnut with a hot dog. It was like,
to be fair, I was running late and I really wanted a mimosa.
Yeah,
before.
Well, you wanted more than one.
Right. I didn't know about the rule.
You horked that down and then turned around, sat your glass down. They're like,
another one.
And he said, your next one will have to be 15 minutes later. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
He still gave it to you.
He did.
Because I wallet flogged him.
Yeah. Slacker walked up behind me with a $20 bill.
Anyway, all that to say, I thought we had a great time. I thought we bonded. I felt like
I agree.
We are together as a team. Mm-hmm. We think the same. Mm-hmm. It just really brought us together. Yeah, I feel you, Erica.
Yeah, except for one major thing.
We just found out that T-Hack checks out of hotels.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What?
For what purpose?
For what?
They give you a checkout time. You just need to be out of the room most of the time by 11.
And if you need the folio, you can just check out usually on your TV or whatever, or call the hotel later and they'll email you the folio.
Why did you need the folio, man?
You didn't.
So how come every time I check out of the hotel, they never say, oh, sir, you don't need to do this? Okay. They've never said that.
Dude.
They go, wow, somebody's checking out.
Does everybody
very
get what he does
you,
with his logic?
Yeah.
He comes up with a thing and then he grabs onto it so hard. It's like, just because they didn't tell you that you were wrong.
You walked past the key drop off.
Yeah, there's this key drop off.
I didn't drop off mine
either.
I didn't either.
No, I always hold
it. I still I have mine keys. In my bag.
Yeah, I kept the keys.
Keys, huh?
I had two keys, yeah.
Why would you keep both?
Because I gave them to my kids because they pretend they're little credit cards.
Okay,
oh,
that's cute.
Stinking
cute.
No, no. Wait.
Oh,
hey,
sorry.
We're still
we're mad at you.
Don't you want to check out? Don't you want, just for the your ease of mind, to know, like, they know I checked out. If anything happens to the room, they're like, it wasn't me. I clearly checked out.
That's,
I'm on record. I'm on the camera.
An interesting point.
I checked out. And they go, oh, well, you're missing all those bottles of booze. Nope, I checked out.
There were no bottles of booze in our room.
We
maybe
didn't have
yours. anymore.
No, okay.
Isn't that a peace of mind? Especially when you're traveling, you're in a different state. You're like, I'll never be back here again. You've got a hold on my credit card. I don't know what you're going to charge me for. So I'm just letting you know I'm leaving. Take my name off of the room. Whatever happens after this, not
I
me.
I hate that his logic is sound.
It's not terrible. And I just.
You. Who knows what's happening in your guys' rooms right now?
They saw me leave. It's all. I'm on camera leaving.
That's true.
It's like,
and coming back and leaving and coming back. I left with a bag.
Okay. The other thing is, I don't want to give him any more, but I just saw an article that, like, then it tells the maid that you're gone, so they can go to your room. Like, they can send a note up to, and they're like,
so we're bad people because people were waiting on our rooms that weren't technically checked out of, and the maid.
Yeah.
They know we're out of there by 11. They gave us the time.
I know, but if we checked out at 10, then
they could get moving.
They get an hour head start on the room.
All those poor, tired souls waiting outside. Is our room ready?
It's a very nice hotel.
Is
they're going to be okay.
Is our room ready yet?
Have so it turns out the lines are still the same, but who the a-holes are is different.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we have a thing going on where we are taking your mom and we are
showing her a lot of love.
Can we not play the bomb?
What's the name of the thing we're doing?
Love Bomb Your Mom. I know.
This has turned into a real boys versus... I just had a stroke. Boys versus girls. Because Hack encourages me. He's like, I love the bomb.
Right.
He loves it.
I only like it when we say, love bomb your mom.
I've offered new bomb sound effects, but we're a little worried that...
Like yesterday, he was like, do you want Hiroshima? And I was like, no.
Because
it's got an extra like... It's like that extra like...
T-Hack!
This is exactly why we did.
Do you love your mom?
It.
This size bomb, or Hiroshima?
Isn't it?
Hiroshima?
Yeah.
Some people say it.
Okay.
It's
Let's
like
talk about
Westminster
moms.
And Westminster.
Let's definitely talk about moms.
Okay. We want to... Okay, so here's what we're doing. You are entering your mom. You're writing a little essay. Mm-hmm. Like, we want you to understand. It's a web-based form. So you go to alice1059.com, click on the contest page. Mm-hmm. You're going to find Love Bomb Your Mom.
Right. One of these days, I'm going to come across this console.
I know. But then you, it's like your name, your email address, all that sure. stuff. But then you kind of tell us and really speak to her.
Yeah.
The way I see these little vignettes, these essays, don't they go like, Mom, I don't know if you understand how right. much it meant to me when Jenny pushed me down on the playground and you came over
right.
and you shoved her face in that pond and held it under the water for so long until she almost died. Mm-hmm. And it was like,
I literally don't have the energy for you right now. So this is very hard, but it should
but
be
I
like,
mean, what if you have a memory like that?
Mom, it meant so much to me how much you were always there. Every soccer game, every field hockey game.
Yeah.
You never missed it because you were the most supportive, best mom ever. Now that's not about my mom. If you're listening, but just kidding. Maybe it is. Maybe I'll tell you later.
Well, here's the thing. First thing, I want to say this. We're going to give you examples of what we think these should sound like.
Okay.
Because I think we're going to write our own.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want, we can have our moms on the phone at the same time. Because what we are going to ask you to do, if you're going to win this huge prize, which we will describe in a second.
Right.
For your mom, because it's like, that's why we're love bombing her.
Right. Can you not? I can't.
We want your mom to hear those words.
For sure. Right.
We want you to go. So
and to be able to tell her what she just won in case she's not like a regular listener.
Correct. Especially if she's in another state.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I say, and if you guys want to have your moms, my mom, probably not.
That's okay.
Will
you still write a letter?
I will. It's going to be very tough for me.
Because you don't like to get emotional.
I'm just not super demonstrative. I didn't think I was in that way. I show my love in different ways.
Yeah, like
than that.
Hate.
No, I if she has any need in the world, yes. I just supply. Like I just.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my TV's a little fuzzy. Here's a new TV. Like I'm just here. Oh, I love biscuits and gravy. Here, more biscuits.
Right.
I love biscuits.
Okay.
Anyway.
not about you right now, T-Hack. All right.
So what? We're gonna pick a few of these and read them on the air just before Mother's Day. And the stuff that's in this basket, it's like the Oscars has lame baskets compared to this basket.
Sure. And also what we haven't made clear is like five moms are winning this.
Yes.
It's not just one mom is going to win. You actually have a good chance of winning this.
All week leading up to Mother's Day.
Moms. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Every single day we're going to read a different one. We've got a $250 gift card from Victoria Marie Jewelers to kick it off. Like that's.
Each mom is getting
each
that.
Each mom is getting yes. that.
Each mom is also getting a Slacker Show beanie.
Mm-hmm. I think we upped it to two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what I need to do.
Go put extra beans
in. Yeah.
Okay. Your mom and maybe you if she wants to share.
What's that
winning.
Skincare spot that you love?
Heyday Skincare. They're giving a $100 gift card, a tote, and a surprise item.
Okay.
You guys, my skin has never looked better, okay?
The other huge, huge prize, tickets to DCPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to send you, your mom, two tickets, Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. By itself.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Oh, they're also sending you, we're also sending you to see Somewhere. Two tickets again. So if your mom wants to take you, she can.
Yeah, you get to go to a couple shows with your mom. How cool is that?
And if mom wants to get tan on first?
Yeah, she's going to get a gift card for Go Glow for a spray tan.
Mm-hmm. You want to get dinner before the show or the tan or whatever? You can go to Rory's Diner in Parker or Mama's Kitchen.
Okay.
Dinner before the tan.
It's a grab a little
night.
Dinner.
Yeah.
You want to be a little rounded out so they can spray it off.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, yes.
I don't know the protocol. I've never
clearly.
Bombs out of that more.
No! Love bomb your mom.
Okay. So once again, you'll hear our letters, but we want yours as well. Mm-hmm. Go to alice1059.com, click on the contest page. You'll see it right there. And you will...
Love bomb your mom.
I really want the Hiroshima one right
now.
No!
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. All right. This is when it's your job as a listener of the show to call us with a story that makes us like,
no way.
Yeah, we'd freak out. Can't. It's the story you tell when you're out with your new coworkers for the first time. You're like, yeah, I can believe this. But one time I wrestled a bear to the ground and like,
Not the bears again.
Yeah, sorry. It's like, you gotta have some sort of, it's your wouldn't believe me if I told you story.
Right.
Because this woman in California has four kids. I don't know, she has four kids and all of them have the same birthday.
But not the same year.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yes,
beat you to the punch?
No, I mean, obviously.
Well, like, quadruplets is crazy.
You're right.
Yeah.
True. I have a friend who's a quad.
Wow.
Boys and her.
Yeah. Were they IVF kids?
No, I don't think. Well, maybe.
So you just had busty uppy eggs?
But they were also in Southern California. What's happening in SoCal?
Some sort of weird radiation or something. They're 8 years apart or something like that.
Well, in a span of 8 years.
Yes.
I think what we have to do is figure out like when the husband's birthday is. Is it nine months from?
Yeah.
From the first
July 7th. Yeah. July 7th is the day she pushes out.
Gotta tell you, it's still crazy because our cycles are not the same every single year after year.
Right. Like, it doesn't line up exactly.
It's not a perfect calendar. So it's like,
right.
It's shifting and she's still having a baby. Yeah. Like, it's
very
crazy.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
But then my question is, and I don't think it says it, did she have any of them like C-section? Because if she did, then it doesn't count. Because then you're just like,
not that you're scheduling it.
Well, but
something could happen where you have to go in early or.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
But if she was like, oh, it's due on the 12th, I'm going to go ahead and have it on the 7th. That's like, she cheated.
You're fudging the numbers.
We don't know.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
My favorite, forgive me, I don't know, have I told this one to Erica before?
I don't know.
This is a wouldn't believe me if I told you story that happened years ago. This dude was getting gas and he's a doodler.
Okay.
So he's at a gas station and he doodled on a $5 bill. He was like, and he was up like North Denver, like Thornton or somewhere. Paid for his gas with the $5 bill and then went about his life. And like 6 months later, he's getting gas down in Castle Rock.
What?
Goes into the store, pays, they give him back his change, and it's the $5 bill he doodled on. What are the odds? Like,
none.
That bill had to find its way from North Denver to South Denver, could have been handed out to anyone of a billion customers.
Yeah, yes. That's crazy. And like made it to other places.
Yeah,
than gas station.
He didn't just go, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that he needed that bill. That
he needed a five bill, and change that day. What is impossible? That's what we're looking for. The stories of...
I don't have anything.
You found the love of your life in an airport.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe me if I said. People are like, you thought he was cute, so you sat next to him. I'm like,
nope.
No, I sat down because I was nervous because I thought I had to order food. It's a whole Utah law thing.
You have to get food?
What? I thought I had to get food to get a beer, and I just wanted the beer. And then they're like, no, you could sit at the bar. So I just happened to sit at the bar.
Wow.
It's not as cool as the doodling on the dollar.
I like the, you thought he was cute. No.
No.
No. If you saw him then, he looked different.
Hey, Dane, the first time I met you, I thought you were cute. So if you ever want to...
Grab a beer.
If you have an incredible story, we call it Wouldn't Believe Me If I Told You. 303-222-5423. You can text that number. You can call that number.
I have one. It's just stupid.
Oh, that's okay.
It's stupid. We went... I traveled with my friends to go party one weekend, and my friend was wearing a school shirt that was a dry fit material. Okay. We all were issued these shirts because we're on the basketball team. So we all have the same shirts. We lost him that night, wild night of partying. We finally find him the next day. We're like, get in the car. We're driving back. Halfway through, we look and we realize he's wearing the exact same shirt, but it is cotton. It is no longer a dry fit shirt. And we have no idea. What happened? Did he trade somebody?
What are you talking about?
Did the shirt change?
Wait, did the shirt have anything on it?
It was the exact same shirt. Yes, it said it had our logo, like the school's logo on the shirt. We all were issued these shirts, and then he just had one.
And every one of them, you knew everyone was dry fit
for sure. 1,000%, because we had to buy them. Like, I bought, yes.
You sure he didn't just buy a cotton one?
No, they didn't exist. I don't know what happened. It was like
the alien sucked a dry fit out of his shirt.
Something happened. I told you it was stupid, but it's true.
Exactly what we're looking for.
Because we didn't even notice. We were almost all the way back before we were like, wait a minute. Because he's wearing the same shirt. He didn't.
The logo's still on it.
Yes, exactly the same. Exactly the same shirt. Just a different material. And he goes, oh, I don't know. And we'll never know. I don't know.
Because he was partying.
Yeah.
But you can't party the dry fit off your shirt,
no,
Erica.
No, I'm saying why he doesn't know.
It can only take so much sweat, and then it's just like,
I'm not dry fit anymore. That's it.
Just so you know, the woman did not induce any of her labors.
You looked it up?
Yeah, I looked it up. And July 7th was not the due date for any of her babies.
So it just kept happening.
Whoa. Just kept happening. I just want to make sure we got that in there because
that is important because if she cheated and we're all celebrating her.
Let's not call it cheating.
No, but you know what I mean.
Nature taking its course.
There was a dude in China who, this might have been on Stupendously Stupid Stories at some point. He got hit by a car, and while he was waiting for the ambulance, he got hit by two more cars.
Two more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it just kept happening. I could read all the details of the story.
Oh, no.
But like having three, getting hit by a car once in a day is bad.
Yeah.
What's in a life?
Yeah. This was three cars in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Oh, and he lived?
Yeah.
He's fine.
Okay. Check his shirt.
Oh, my God.
Probably dry fit.
He might have something to do with it.
All right. If you've got an incredible story, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I'm still hung up on T-Hack's story of the shirt.
The shirt that was dry fit and then
suddenly it was cotton.
I feel like they're young boys and they're dumb.
Right.
It wasn't dry fit before.
But it seemed like the guy who was wearing it was also surprised by it.
Genesee?
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened?
So I have a pretty unique name. My mom was in high school partying. She met this little girl named Genesee. She said, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Genesee. Fast forward like 15 to 20 years later, my mom didn't know that family at all. They just ran into each other at the party. And my family's having a garage sale. I'm probably like six-ish. And my mom hears the woman go, hey, Genesee, bring that over here, talking to her daughter, who was a lot older at the time. And my mom walks over and is like, hold on, like, is your daughter's name Genesee? And long story short, that was the Genesee I got my name from. And
what?
They just happened to be in Castle Rock. And, like, this party happened, like, in North Denver many years before. And we had no idea. We actually grew up in the same town together. Just she's a lot older than me. And we ended up keeping in touch after that.
I was going to ask if you guys are still, like, family friends or something.
What?
That's yeah, so we're not family friends. Like, our families don't know each other at all. But Castle Rock, like, at least when I was growing up, it's huge. It's a lot bigger now. But we kind of, everyone knew everyone. So.
Hmm.
I also like that your mom met a little girl at a party. Like, it all doesn't even make sense, but I love it.
It's weird.
I asked that question, too. I'm like, wait, whose party and why was this girl there?
Why are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. I love your name.
Thank you.
Can you spell it?
It's G-E-N-E-S-S-E-Y.
Mm.
But my mom spells it differently than OG Genesee.
Okay, got you. Thanks, Genesee. Kara?
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Both of my babies were born on Super Bowl Sundays 3 years apart and had the same due date.
Same due date, but born different days, but the Super Bowl
Sunday.
But
on the Super Bowl.
Yes, and my youngest son was born on my ex-husband's birthday, and that was our anniversary as well.
I was going to ask how your husband felt about it, but I think we got it.
Yeah, so you're like an attention hog, and you're like, I don't want to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to have a baby.
But I don't think that's
how. Well, no, I told them they could put the game on if they wanted, but get this. I tried to get divorced on the same day, but the court wasn't available, so I did it 1 year before.
You really wanted to get divorced on that day?
Petty.
That is so dark. I can get behind it.
I love him so much that I wanted him and his wife to get married on that same day, but she wasn't having it.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
Okay. On my dad's birthday.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're one of our favorite people, Kara.
Yeah.
Carvin?
Yes.
Yes. Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened? What happened to you? What's your story?
Oh. Okay. 6 years ago, roughly, I went with my friend to surrender her axolotl, and she had a lizard at the time.
Okay.
Because she was moving out of state, and so I just ended up adopting it on the spot and did not surrender either animal, and I still have this endangered species in my home 6 years later.
Is it legal?
No. That's a really good question. Really wanted to know, but...
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that axolotls might not be illegal.
I'm going to ask somebody to spell it.
What is the word you guys
say? What the hell are you talking about? I don't know what that is.
It's a weird reptile, right?
Yeah, they're really cute. A-X-O-L-O-T-L.
Correct, yes.
And does it love you?
They're like crazy alien species because they can regenerate like their heart, their brain. They can regenerate like any parts of their limbs, and so they end up in labs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I was like, that's not happening.
All right. That's okay. Thank you for the call.
You guys ask a lot of questions.
Oh.
I had a lot of questions. Yes.
Mallory, yeah. Somebody has to keep the show moving forward. Yeah. Thank God you're here. Wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened.
So let's see. In 2014... my mom was watching a story like on Nine News or something about this guy who he had his wife who needed a kidney, and he was like wearing t-shirts and had the stickers on his car and everything of like, please call, my wife needs a kidney. And my mom saw the story and she decided, oh, I could probably do something like that. And she like went through all the tests to donate her kidney and just anonymously. So she went through, did all the things, and it was like a year later she had the surgery, And then it was sometime after that, they were like, hey, do you want to meet your recipient of the kidney? Mm-hmm. And she's like, sure, why not? And so when they met, come to find out, it was the lady of that guy, his wife.
It was? She just got on the registry just to give to anybody.
Because to anybody. Of
because of the
stuff.
Dude.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
And she happened to save his wife.
Wow. Yeah, and now they're, like, really good friends. They, like, get together every year. Oh, and, yeah, it's a really cool relationship.
Wow, yeah. Your mom's awesome.
That is beautiful. Thank you. Chris.
Hi. Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
So my first husband and I have the same first name.
Okay.
We were both born in the month of June, different days, but our mothers also have the same first name.
Wow. Mm. That must have gotten confusing.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Chris's mom. No, it's the other Chris's mom.
But think how easy the wedding invitations are.
Oh, my God.
Fill out like three.
Okay. Exactly.
Thank
all
you.
All of our friends and family called me CK, so.
Oh, nice.
That makes it better. The weird thing is we're living that on this show. Like, between all of us, we have, like, weird names in common. Like, it's strange.
With each other, yes.
With each other, yeah. John?
Yes.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What's yours?
So when I proposed, after I proposed to my wife, she said yes. And then we went to get her a wedding band ring. And she purchased one that she really loved, but realized it was too
expensive. Oh, no.
We went back and purchased another ring. And we just purchased it. We loved it, whatnot. We got married. And then about 5 months later, she was sitting there. She took off her rings to put lotion on. Inside the band, there was a date on it, September 3rd, 1948. We got married September 3rd, 2016. We didn't even know that engravement was in there.
Oh,
what?
I wonder what happened in 48.
Two people got married.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm going to make brides very mad at me right now.
Really?
Because if you're a trendy bride and you're going to do this new trendy thing, I hope your husband leaves you.
Yeah, I feel like this that is harsh.
I hope. No wives to leave you.
Look at you. What happened? Did therapy work this week?
What?
Well, because it seems like you're about to be mean to me and then you pulled back.
Yeah, did you not hear what I followed up with?
No, I didn't. Oh, did you actually finish the sentence?
Yeah, I said no wives to leave you.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Mm. Therapy not working.
I don't know. I think my therapist might tell me to be meaner to you.
I love it. Okay. You're saying this isn't new?
This is not all that new.
I've never seen this happen. So in the middle, have you heard of this?
No, I have heard about the other thing, but I haven't heard of this.
Cutting the dress in the middle of the wedding.
I've heard of that. I haven't seen it though. Like, I've never attended a wedding where that happens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it makes complete sense. You just dropped $2,000 on a Vera Wang or whatever. Like, why not?
Vera Wang would be much more than $2,000.
I'm sorry.
But that's the thing. I could never cut my dress because, hello, it's not cheap.
Right. But instead you'd go and cut your hair?
No, I wouldn't.
Good. Then you might actually stay married.
Why do you think that that's a means for ending a marriage? Actually, explain that further, because we didn't. You just said cut your hair.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
When does she cut it? It's like between the after the ceremony, she cuts it. Is it in front of everybody? Or is
No.
it like
she just bounces from it and
she's
comes back with a bob?
She's going to change into her reception dress, which is
another
insane.
Trend that's so stupid.
It's not that stupid.
It's really smart. Instead of having
to dance in a gown?
Yeah.
I think it's stupid too, because you spent a lot of money on that dress. When are you going to wear it again?
I don't want it to get destroyed.
This is the day.
No,
if there's ever a day.
I told you guys.
It's a one-use dress.
I told you guys I want to put it on every anniversary.
For what?
Me? Okay. Keep things in check.
So it's just it's a fitness goal then?
I don't know. It's just a cute thing.
Okay. I'm just like, I don't understand. Wedding hair has always been the bane of my existence.
Okay.
As someone who's been married a lot.
I thought you were going to say as someone who's bald.
No. Yeah.
Like,
no wonder it's the bane of your existence.
I've never really seen you with your hair up. You mostly wear your hair down.
Yeah.
True?
Well, I wear it like half.
Sometimes you like pull it back for something. Like when you're struggling to read, I don't know when you do it.
But like, what is going on today? Like, this is too much.
She's just rubbed me wrong from jump today, and I'm finally fighting back because I started seeing her therapist.
Oh, because you're a survivor. Okay.
He will infiltrate your circle, and he'll make them his own.
Okay, but like on your like, I've seen you this way.
Yeah,
mostly, and I'm sure your fiance has mostly seen you this way.
Much it's worse.
But like my first wife, she had hair down to her butt. Wedding day, 493 bobby pins later, she did a thing with her hair and I'm just like, what are you doing? What is Medusa? Like, I don't want to marry that.
That's like, very not the trend anymore. Hair's mostly down on wedding day.
Great.
Or like a halfie.
Yeah. Wait,
then leave it and don't chop it off. Like, you understand that men don't want you to change.
Okay, but what if women want to change for themselves?
Great. Don't do it in the middle of the ceremony. Ta-da!
Well, it's not in the middle of the ceremony.
No, it's just like, I was thinking about getting branded. So on the way to the reception, I'm going to... Like, you'd be like, what are you doing?
That's different.
I'm going to get a
face
tattoo.
That's permanent. Your hair can grow back.
True.
Not that day.
There's
not
an
that
easy
day.
Equivalence.
Go.
Erica, your wonderful fiance, Dane.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a beautiful bearded man.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of his most distinguishing factors, I would say, when you see him, get done with the ceremony, beautiful, nice, thick beard.
You grow back.
Yeah. Shaves it.
First of all, I never said I wanted to chop my hair mid-wedding. Second of all, you're right. I wouldn't love that. But
what if he wants to do it for him?
Then okay. Our photos would have already been done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is the part of the show where we tease our stories coming up for stupendously stupid stories. I can't tease mine because Erica has...
She has not breathed.
She has
this
not
like
breathed since she chose her story. And you have to go first.
Okay.
So just know that her story. Are you okay? What is that? Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be able to do it.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Spain.
Nah.
Ah!
España.
What? The actual. Why? She's clearly picturing it. So we're going to have to do, we have to try to bring this story to life for her.
The worst part is I don't think you guys are going to find it funny.
I don't know that we're going to find it this funny.
So two men were burglaring a home.
Burglaring.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, the officers were responding to an emergency. And so the suspect was like, we got to get away. They leapt off.
They jumped. Okay.
They jumped off a low balcony.
Okay.
Remember, this is two guys, right?
Two guys. Two different guys.
Two burglars.
One landed on top of the other. Had a badly sprained ankle.
So he didn't jump. You can jump to anywhere else on earth.
You jumped right on top of the other guy. And broke his ribs, broke his collarbone, and collapsed a lung.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Right. From just jumping on his fellow robber buddy.
It's how embarrassing.
So the authorities are like, where are they? Oh, there they are.
They can't
in
get
a little
away.
Pile. A little burglar pile right there. Okay.
Anyway, what's yours about?
My story, not from Florida. But it is from Colorado! Apparently, if you know this story, it could be about you. A person in Colorado left some meat or something in their car, and wouldn't you know it, a bear could smell that stuff.
Oh.
And the bear just got inside the car, and then the door closed.
And locked.
Oh.
So the bear doesn't know. They only know how to open the outside door. So then the bear decided to redecorate the inside of the car. it just began to... Yeah. It just tore the whole car apart. Eventually, a deputy was called. He was able to put a rope on the car's door from a safe distance and jerk the door open, and the bear managed to go on its own.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where in Colorado is this? I want to make sure I stay away.
I don't. It doesn't say. My story does not say where it happened in Colorado. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Cool.
I'm leaving this giant hole here. I just felt like Tiak would have something like, oh, he barely escaped or something stupid. Yeah. It was like, oh, maybe he thought it was a bear B&B or just some stupid thing. But if you got nothing.
No, I thought you were leaving a pause.
I bet it was a Subaru.
I think you've heard Erica on the last stupid stories. Okay. I think this was her last one. Are you stoned?
Barely.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.